for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.lakehamiltonbiblecamp.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
This is tape 2 of 2 tapes on the revelational gifts by Reverend W.L. Duncan, a minister of joy and deliverance in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Now as we move on into the revelational gifts, the revelational gifts are not given to expose the faults in others and to degrade them, but to minister them in the name of the Lord. Jesus Christ is not the accuser of the brethren. Now remember this, that the devil is good at that. Be careful in sharing with others that which God reveals to you by the Holy Ghost. Now those that may have just taken this tape and you haven't understood the background of this, remember that we have stood on the scripture in 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter and the 6th verse, but the first verse starts out that the Lord would not have us to be ignorant concerning spiritual gifts. And then we go on in the 7th verse, it says that the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. And then to the scripture that we're repeating time and time again for your understanding. And again, I challenge you to forget about the traditions of man, forget about the elders of the church, forget about all of this which organization has taught and everything, and let's not add but this and but that, but let's take exactly what the Word says. And the Word of God said that He worketh all in all. He worketh all the 9 gifts of the Spirit, because He's going to name the 9 gifts of the Spirit. And He's speaking to those who have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. So He works all the 9 gifts of the Spirit in all who have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. So this shows us that the 9 gifts of the Spirit are resident at all times. So as an act of faith, you can move into the inspirational gifts, which we have covered thoroughly, which are tongues, interpretation, and prophecy. But remember now that the devil has said to many, well now, it's all right, it's easy for you to move in and prophesy, it's easy for you to move in interpretation, it's easy for you to move in tongues, but it's just impossible now for you to move into the revelational gift. And again, I would like to repeat what we started our tape with this afternoon, and that is this, that the revelational gifts are not given to expose the faults in others and to degrade them, but the revelational gifts come forth to minister to the body of Christ or to the individual in the name of the Lord. Jesus Christ is not the accuser of the brethren. And when the saints will go around and say, well, I discern this in somebody, and they'll get on the telephone and yak and talk about it, and when they'll tell it with somebody else, remember that that is the accuser of the brethren and not the Holy Spirit. And by the revelational gifts, if God reveals something to you about an individual or about a group by the Holy Ghost, you be very careful in keeping that in confidence, because that is between you and the Lord. Now, the revelational gifts are, first of all, the word of knowledge, secondly, the word of wisdom, and thirdly, discerning of spirits. Now, there can be no error in the operation of these 3 gifts. They are the knowledge and the wisdom of God supernaturally applied. Remember, it is not the gift of knowledge, or it is not the gift of wisdom, but it is a gift of a word of knowledge. It is a gift of a word of wisdom. These gifts have nothing to do with man's wisdom or knowledge at all. They do not come from reading of books or conversing with people. Now, you can learn about the gifts from reading books, don't misunderstand me. You can learn about them by conversing with other people, but if the Spirit of God moves upon you in a situation that you do not know at all, you can know absolutely nothing about the case, and then you can speak out exactly what is going to come forth or what is needed because of the revelational gift. Now, the difference of the inspirational gifts that we brought forth, you are inspired to give a tongue's message. You are inspired to interpret. You are inspired to prophesy. All right, naturally, with the operation of the revelational gift, and I would like to say concerning all the gifts, all the 9 gifts, it takes the gift of faith for all of them to come into operation. It takes faith from the body. It takes faith from the individual. It takes faith from the servant of the Lord that is ministering to call out a group of 10 or 12 or 20 and said, we believe with the laying on of hands that you're all going to prophesy, and we've seen it happen over and over and over again. It takes faith to be in operation for you to call out those that do not have the baptism of the Holy Ghost and tell them, but by the laying on of hands, receive you the Holy Ghost, and the minute you lay hands upon them, they begin to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Naturally, in all the gifts is the operation of faith. And so now, as we move on into the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and discerning of spirits, and we're going to bring at least two or three tapes on the gift of discerning of spirits, because this is one gift that the devil wants to keep you in darkness. Now, there are many leaders, there are many ministers that would like for somebody to come in, that there'll be the operation of the word of knowledge. They'll call people out, tell them the house number that they live in, tell them the color of their house and their name that they've never seen before. They love it when somebody will come in, the gift of faith is in an operation and their coffers are being filled. They love it when somebody comes in with the gifts of healing and the gift of miracles and the blinded eyes are open. I'm for that too. I think it's wonderful. But listen, beloved, there is a need for the gift of discerning of spirit so that we might discern what is of God and what is not of God. For we remember the scripture that Paul said in Timothy. He said that in the latter days some shall depart from the faith. And we have known that people have always departed from the faith. But he said in the last days, he said, people shall not only depart from the faith, but he said they shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. And as we've already spoken now in these studies, these gifts have nothing to do with man's wisdom. And I was ministering last Sunday, and it's a scripture in James, the 4th chapter, and I'm going to turn and I'm going to share it with you because it shows us what the wisdom of man is. We have seen all of us, and before coming into this, we spent hours and hours of counseling in the natural. We have prayed in the natural. We try to give natural understanding. But I want you to notice, according to the Word of God, exactly what James said in James, the 3rd chapter, and we're going to start with the 14th verse. But if we have bitter envy and strife in your heart, glory not, and lie not against the truth. Now notice what he said here. But if ye have bitter envy and strife in your heart, glory not, and lie not against the truth. And then in the 15th verse he says, this wisdom descendeth not from above, but it is earthly, sensual, and devilish. He said that the wisdom of man comes not from above, but he said it is earthly, and anything that is earthly is sensual and it's devilish. And the 16th verse is an eye-opener. He said, for where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. Now listen, saints, for years we've blamed the evil works on the tavern keepers. We've blamed it on the places where people will come together in the dance halls. We've blamed it on the places of ill fame and so forth. But you have to admit with me, and I'll have to agree with you, that in so many of the sanctuaries, in so many of the congregations across the country, that there is envy, that there is strife. And James the Bold said, where there is envy and strife, he said, there is confusion and every evil work. And we have to agree together that there's almost every evil work, not just in the church, but the Spirit has taken on the spirit of the world. And Paul the Apostle said in 1 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter, he said that we have not received the spirit of the world. And how many of us as believers and how many congregations and how many groups can come together and say that we have not received the spirit of the world? Now listen to me, we have blamed the spirit of the world on the outward appearance, on a little bit of makeup, on a earring or something else. Listen, the spirit of the world goes far greater than that. And while we've been so busy preaching actually a clothesline message, the spirit of the world has come in with envy. The spirit of the world has come in with strife. The spirit of the world has come in confusion. Until, and many of our groups today, there's such confusion, there's such division that one will not shake hands with the other. You know what I'm speaking about. And James said that where this is, he said there is every evil work, and this is the reason it's going to take the revelational gifts in operation for the maturing of the body of Christ. This is the reason it's going to take the gift of the word of knowledge to bring to light those hidden things that are being hidden in the body of Christ. And this is the reason in the realm of the Spirit, the gift of discerning the Spirit is going to gift of discerning of spirits is going to come forth, so that we will discern, and not only discern, but we will bring to light, and the light will be put upon the subject, and the person that is so bound in blindness, the light will be put upon it, and the servant of God that is ministering, or the believer that is ministering in the Holy Ghost, that the light that is shed upon it will show us how to move in the Holy Ghost, and it will not be in an earthly way, but it will be by the revelational gifts. Now remember that God ever keeps before him in his great storehouse, which is his mind, all the facts of earth and heaven. He shares this by a word of knowledge. Now I want to say this again. God has all knowledge. God has all understanding. And God ever keeps before him in his great storehouse, which is his mind, all the facts of earth and of heaven. And he shares this by a word of knowledge. He also keeps before him in his storehouse, which is his mind again, all the facts of time and eternity, and he shares this by a word of wisdom. Now, by the word of wisdom, Moses gave the Ten Commandments. Now, many times, as we make these studies, and as you read from Genesis to the book of Revelation, you be mindful, even with the prophets or the prophetess, you be mindful with the believers all the way through in the Word of God, and as they begin to move in, and we study this, you be mindful of what gift was operated through the person that was used of God at a time, and this will give you an understanding of how to yield yourself to the revelational gifts as well as the others. So in the Word of God, by the word of wisdom, Moses gave the Ten Commandments. Jonah was called to Nineveh by the word of wisdom. By the word of knowledge, John the Revelator knew the condition of the seven churches in Asia Minor. Now remember this, the Spirit of God moved upon John. He was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. And again, I want to repeat here, in every church that he spoke to, he ended it by a message that said, hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And so many of our churches and leaders and organizations are so afraid of the Spirit of God that we are listening to headquarters, we are listening to the traditions of man, we are listening to the church system, we are listening to the spirit of the world, we are listening to everything but the Spirit of God, and is bringing nothing but chaos and division, and is producing every evil work. And so thereby, as John was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, the Holy Ghost began to move through him, and he knew the condition of the seven churches in Asia Minor by the word of knowledge. And again, with the restoring of the nine gifts of the Spirit in the body of Christ, ministers, I challenge you not just to know in the natural realm, but to hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches, and to know by the word of knowledge that which is going on in the congregation which is not pleasing to the Lord. And when you know that which is not pleasing to the Lord, let us not tamper. Let us not be afraid we're going to lose this tither. Let us not move down into the realm of the natural that we've been for so many years, but let it be exposed by the Holy Ghost naturally in love, by the quickening of the Spirit of God, but in boldness, so that we might actually come to the place that the Holy Ghost will be able to perfect that, and the saints will come to a walk of victory. In the last few weeks, we've been moving into the scripture over and over and over again. They overcame him, the devil, in Romans, in Revelation, the 12th chapter and the 11th verse. They overcame him, the devil, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Through the operation of the nine gifts of the Spirit, and through the manifestation of the fruit of the Spirit through the believer, and the maturing of Christ in the believer, the Christian is coming to the place that we have a word of testimony. And listen, the devil cannot stand against your word of testimony. It is a witness to that which God has done for you. It's not hearsay. It's not something you've just read about, but it's actually a word of testimony. And as we told you, by the gift of the word of knowledge, John knew the condition of the seven churches in Asia Minor. And listen, it did not stop there with him just knowing. He could have known about it and done nothing about it. But by the gift of the word of wisdom, he was able to give them the mind, the will, and the command of God. Oh, how we need the word of wisdom. And I'll tell you, many of us would not walk into the pitfalls of the enemy. Many of us would not walk into the snares of the devil if we actually knew how to yield to the word of wisdom. For there would be the word of wisdom that we would be instructed and led in the way which we shall go. Thou shalt and thou shalt not are words of wisdom in the word of God. Daniel, by the word of knowledge, knew the dream of Nebuchadnezzar. And as I have challenged you already in this tape, as you read in the Word of God, be very conscious. And as you see God moving upon an individual, say, was this the word of knowledge? Was this the word of wisdom? Was this in the realm of discerning of spirit? Was this a gift of faith? Was this a gift of healing? Was this a gift of miracles? And you're going to see all the way through how God has, in such a precious, easy way, moved through the believers. And as you see how God did it through them, you will know how to yield your vessel to the use of God in the same way. And so, as Nebuchadnezzar the king had this dream, it was by the word of knowledge that as Daniel waited upon God, God showed Daniel exactly. God had all the knowledge of this dream. He knew Nebuchadnezzar. He knew what he had dreamed about. So as Daniel waited in the presence of God, God showed him by the word of knowledge the dream that Nebuchadnezzar had. But again, it didn't stop there. By the word of knowledge, Daniel knew the future events. And this would come into also the realm of the word of wisdom. He knew the future events of the world and the end time which are spoken of in Daniel the 2nd chapter and the 34th verse. By the word of knowledge, Peter knew the condition of Ananias and Sapphira, recorded in Acts the 5th chapter. And again, here is another account that after they had come down from the upper room on the day of Pentecost. And some men are saying today, well, people are not ready for the move of God. I don't agree with that. People are saying, many leaders are saying, well, my group or my church or our organization is not ready for the move of God. And unless after the outpouring, which has been over 1900 years, of the outpouring of the Holy Ghost, when on the day of Pentecost, 120 came down from the upper room, they didn't have time to explain all that had happened. They didn't have time to get it out in print and have a great teaching series, I am for teaching. But let me tell you, as they came down from the upper room, 3,000 were added unto the church. In one day's time, they looked at these men and they said, these men are acting like drunk people. We don't understand it. But the Spirit of God had prepared their heart. And as I brought out in other lessons, unless the Spirit of God draws a person, that person is not drawn to the Lord. Another day after the outpouring on the day of Pentecost, 5,000 men plus the women and children were added unto the church in one day's time because of the move of the Holy Ghost. Listen, I don't agree with this when people say that my group is not ready, believers are not ready. If we are not ready for truth and revelation, if we're not ready for the move of the Holy Ghost after 1900 years, Lord help us, when are we going to be ready? The sheep, I believe with all of my heart that the sheep are hungry. The sheep are waiting. The sheep want to be liberated. God's people want to come out of Babylon. They want to have the songs of Zion. They want to know what it is to be encompassed about with songs of deliverance. And after they had come down from the upper room, Peter, who had been no example, Peter, who had actually criticized the Lord and denied the Lord, the Spirit of God came upon him, and by the word of knowledge, as Ananias and Sapphira came in and lied to the Holy Ghost, he told them not in the natural realm that they had lied to the Holy Ghost, but he knew by the Spirit of God. By the word of knowledge, Paul spoke of the second coming of the Lord in 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter, and the 13th through the 18th verses, and these have all been by the word of knowledge. Now the word of knowledge can work on any earthly plane. As we move on into the realm of discerning of spirits, the gift of discerning of spirits is exactly what it says it is. It's discerning of spirits. If I would discern in somebody, if I would know in somebody something that was in the realm of the natural, that they needed to sell their home, or that they had sold their home, or that something else that happened in the natural, this is not in the realm of discerning of spirits. This is in the realm of the word of knowledge, the gift of the word of knowledge. If a person were to come to me, or they were come to you, and if they actually needed direction concerning a certain thing, and the Spirit of God would move upon me, and God, who has all wisdom, as we brought out, all right, God would share a word of wisdom, and a word of wisdom would come forth for that person. It would be direction in the right way, and it would be actually the wisdom of God imparted through a believer. So I'm going to give you some individual cases of the word of knowledge that had come forth. It was about 10 years ago in a certain church that I was pastoring. We had moved into the parsonage that needed decorating, so we had painted it inside and out. At that time, I had worn glasses, and I had worn glasses from the time that I was in the third grade. But in the last 2 years, God has done such a work in my eyes that after wearing those glasses all these years, I got so I couldn't see with them on. So I got to think, well, what was the use of wearing them? So I haven't worn them for over 2 years now. Thanks be unto the name of the Lord. But during the time that we were decorating the parsonage, I had misplaced my glasses. We searched the place high and low, and we couldn't find them. Now, this was before I actually understood the operation of the word of knowledge and the word of wisdom and so forth. After searching for my glasses for about a week, and I didn't have the money to do it, but I finally went down, had my eyes examined. But before they sent in the orders for the glasses, one of the very dear saints where I was pastoring called me, and she's gone on to be with the Lord now. But before I came into this move, I would hardly ever see that child of God unless she was saying, "Brother Duncan, I'm praying that you'll be a flame of fire, that the Spirit of God will move upon you, and that you'll be changed into the image of the Lord and minister the Holy Ghost." Over and over and over she would say that. That woman spent hours with others in prayer for the move of the Holy Ghost. So this one day in the parsonage, after I'd misplaced my glasses, the telephone rang. "This sister said, 'I've been in prayer. The Lord showed me exactly where your glasses are.' She said, 'You get a ladder or you get a chair.' And there were high cupboards in the kitchen. She said, 'You count over 1, 2, 3, 4. She said, "You open a certain cupboard door. Now," she said, "you turn your hand to the right." She didn't say to turn it to the left or to feel around someplace up there. She said, "You turn your hand right to the right after you open the door." And she said, "Your glasses will be right there." And she said, "I'll hold the phone until you get the ladder, until you get your glasses down to confirm it." So I put the telephone down. I got the ladder, I counted 1, 2, 3, 4 doors over, I put my hand to the right exactly where she said, and my glasses were right there. Now that's a very simple thing we say, "Oh, she just knew that," or "she just felt that." No, as she was praying, this was a word of knowledge that the Lord gave to her attention, and the Lord showed her exactly where the glasses were. Now listen, God is concerned about you. We are His children. Nothing thrills us as parents more than to see our children happy and rejoicing and moving into the things of God. And nothing thrills the heart of the Father more than to bless His children and just to guide us in such an easy, simple way. I want to give you another example of a word of knowledge. A man was working on a job, and the Spirit of God said, "You go tell your boss that you want to leave for a few minutes. You get on your bike and start to go a certain way." This man thought, "This is strange. My boss won't understand. This is just my own spirit. This is something within me." The second time the Lord said, "You tell your boss you're going to be gone a few minutes. You get on your bike and you start to go a certain way." And the second time the man thought, "Well, that's not necessary. That's foolish. My boss won't understand." And the third time the Lord spoke, "You said, 'You tell your boss immediately you're going to be gone. And you'll be back in a few minutes. You start to ride your bike a certain way.'" So after the voice had spoken the third time, he asked his boss if he could leave for a few minutes. And as he left, the Spirit of God challenged him to get on his bike to start to go a certain direction. He rode until he came to some trees and so forth. And the Spirit of God said, "Now you turn in here and you stop here and you walk this direction." The man was obedient to the voice of the Lord, and just as he got to an empty place there he spotted a man that was tying a rope about his neck, ready to commit suicide. Had he waited 2 minutes or 3 minutes or perhaps even 1 minute, it would have been too late. But because he was obedient to the word of knowledge that somebody was in need, there this man's life was spared, and this man was gloriously saved. Listen, saints of God, as the Spirit of God in the night hours of the day hours began to show you that a missionary is in need or the condition about something else, this is for you to go to your secret closet and to believe God for the answer and to be obedient to the word of the Lord. I remember when we were overseas the first time, I was new in moving into the realm of the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, and discerning of spirit. But there were so many demons to be cast out that naturally I moved in, and God confirmed His word with signs following. But one night after a service in San Fernando, Trinidad, a certain lady around 45 or 48 came to me, and she said, "You know, I have 7 demons. And over there they don't mind to admit it like they do in America, but I thank the Lord that we're seeing in America and also in Canada that as truth comes forth concerning demon possession in areas of a person's life, that nobody knows better than those persons that those areas have been possessed and they're driven by demons, that they are willing for the demons to be cast out because they're hurting to that degree." But this woman said, "Last night," she said, "I had a dream," and she said, "In my dream concerning these 7 demons," she said, "the Spirit of God showed me that if when you put your hand on my head," and she said, "the command is given is going to stir these demons. But then," she said, "when you place your hand upon my stomach," she said, "and command the demons to come out, they'll not only come out, stir, but," she said, "they will come out." So I said, all right, we'll do that. One of the missionary ladies was standing right next to me. I put my hand on this lady's head as the Spirit of God now had shown her by the word of knowledge. This was in the realm of the word of knowledge, and it also went into the realm of discerning of spirits because she knew that she had seven demons in her. So I put my hand on her head, and as I prayed, the demon stirred within her. There was actually a movement. I took the missionary lady's hands. I put them on this lady's stomach, as she had had in the word of knowledge. I put my hand over the hand of the lady missionary, and I said, in the name of Jesus, I command every demon to leave you in the name of the Lord. And the minute I did this exactly as had been shared with this lady in her dream by the word of knowledge and also discerning of spirit, the demons not only moved, but every one of the seven demons came out in the name of the Lord, and that woman was gloriously liberated and delivered of every evil demon because of that which she was obedient to in the word of God. When God began to move upon me 8.5 years ago, the Spirit of God moved upon me in a sovereign way that I didn't understand at the time. I was actually changed from a reserved, dignified pastor, very reserved, very pious, but crying out for the things of God, sick in my body. And as I was laying under the power, sick in body, and desperate for the things of God, I was changed in an instant time. I went back to my congregation. The Spirit of prophecy came upon me, which I had never prophesied before, and said that you're going to experience the move of God. People will come in from the east to the west, to the north, to the south. And I want to tell you, many times in the old school when prophecy would come, we would think it was going to be for the millennium, or we would think it would be for the sweet by and by, or we would think it was going to happen. It couldn't happen shortly. It would have to be 100 years or 50 years in the future. 30 days had not passed by before God began to confirm his word with signs following. That very Sunday I got back, people were slain under power all over the place. We began to move into the realm of the spiritual. The Holy Ghost moved upon me for 3 days. Then my stomach actually became so sore from the jolts of God's power. It was like I had actually been taking exercises to lose weight. I had always had to struggle for sermons in the natural. The Spirit of revelation and truth came upon me that I would grab a piece of cardboard and begin to write the scriptures and the revelation that God had given me day and night by the Holy Ghost. I began to move into a complete realm of the Spirit. Within about 70 miles of where I was ministering, the word of knowledge began to operate in the whole area. The Spirit of God moved upon a woman about 70 miles one way from there and said, you go down to the freeway, you go to this city, and you'll come to go down a certain street. And as you go down this street, you'll see a church on a corner. When you walk in, the Lord showed her that there were 7,000. And he said that the certain man will walk out and will have conversation with you. This woman called her friend. Now, this is all by the word of knowledge. She didn't know me. She didn't know anybody that was there. She didn't know where our church was except by the word of knowledge. But she was obedient to the Spirit of the Lord, and she drove exactly in. She followed the directions that had come by the Holy Spirit. And as she walked in, a man walked out and talked to her as she had seen in this vision by the word of knowledge. But our foyer only had one fountain. She says, I don't understand this because the Lord showed me there were 7 fountains, and I would drink out of each of them. And during the course of 7 weeks that woman came to the services, and at the end of the 7 weeks, God was moving by his Spirit. People were coming from the east to the west, from the north to the south, from as far away as Russia, and from as far away as Japan and other places, from every group, from every denomination, being saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, demons being cast out. And at the end of the 7 weeks, she told this, which we had not known that had come to her by the word of knowledge, and she said, I didn't understand what it was, the 7 fountains, until I stepped in. And she said, I saw 1 fountain, but she says, after the end of 7 weeks of meeting, she says, I have been slain under the power 7 times. And each time that I've been slain under the power, she says, I have drunk of the rivers of living waters. Out of your innermost being shall flow rivers of living waters. Listen, saints of God, these are days that God is restoring the move of the Holy Ghost. And the trees which have been withered, according to Joel, the 1st and the 2nd chapter. And he said, because joy has withered away from the sons of men, great devastation has taken place. But I want to tell you, in the body of Christ, joy is being restored. The word of knowledge is in operation. The word of wisdom is in operation. The gift of discerning of spirits is in operation. And I'll tell you, there is deliverance in Zion from every evil work, and those areas that have been plagued, those areas that have been possessed by demon powers, their name up in the name of Jesus. Demons are being cast out, and the saints are coming into a glorious walk and a glorious liberty in the Lord. I believe that everything that can be shaken will be shaken. That this is the day that God is not only moving in revival in America, but God is sending the same Holy Spirit of truth that is teaching people in India, in Africa, in Japan, in South America, in Trinidad, in Canada, in England, in Europe, in the Holy Land, in the United States of America. And every person that will, that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the church. For I believe that this is a great, great last revival that is going to shake the world for God, and it's the last revival that God is ever going to give. So get into the camp of the Lord. Allow the Spirit of God to move upon you and to challenge you in the things of God. If you have to walk alone concerning the move of God for a period of time, be willing to walk alone and say with David of old, O God, my heart is fixed upon thee. Remember, concerning the revelational gifts, they're not something that's just far out, but they are resident within. The Lord desires that you will walk by a word of wisdom. The Lord desires to share His knowledge with you. The Lord desires that the gift of discerning of spirits will come forth not only for your benefit, but for the benefit of others that are bound in darkness. Remember, He worketh all the nine gifts of the Spirit in all who have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I ask you, as you listen to this tape, take the word of God. Remember that the Holy Ghost is a spirit of truth, and that He will only witness truth to your heart. You will be amazed at the love and the comfort that the Father will give to you and in and through you through the ministry of the Holy Ghost.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.